Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm already tired over the UofL UK coaching search comparison, which people already want to get mouthy on. Bro, the coach isn't even gone yet.
Yes.
Can you chill out for 30 seconds? Be like, everybody turns you down. Okay, little brother, go play with your new Sheehan coach. Go out on practice right. with him, because this is not the same thing.
It's not.
So just shut your mouth. You have no room to talk. No room to talk.
All right, welcome into the show. It's ESPN 680-1057. It's the Round Table. It's a Wednesday. It's a weird Wednesday. I've got Anna Tarullo in here with me. Zach Cantrell's producing the show today. James Black is off this afternoon. And we have a jam-packed show today. We've got a lot of guests involved. Jack Grossman, 5 o'clock. Kendrick Haskins is going to be moved to 4:30. Zach, just a heads up, 4:30, he has a TV spot he has to do at 4, so he asked if we can move him back a half hour. I said, sure, that means Weird Wednesday, a half an hour early.
Let's go.
Yes.
Let's get weird.
Yeah, well, oh, look, there was a whole document that I sent to Anna today.
I didn't see it.
That's okay. If you wanted to get a heads up on it, but there was an unclassified document dump earlier this week. So we're going to dive into that. I have some pages bookmarked that I'd like to read and go over. I'll explain more of that later. Let's see here. Jaden Quaintance visits Louisville tomorrow. That's a big deal. Pat Kelsey going after Boogie Fland. It's thought that he will end up back with Calipari at Arkansas. I'll read some of that here in a few moments and all kinds of stuff. But 437-9680, UPS jobs text line. We'll go ahead and get started with a little bit of an admittance. I have to, you know, after the show yesterday, and it was one of those things where I went back and I was like, it was one of those things where I went back and I was like, you know, maybe I was a bit too harsh.
You think?
On Mark Pope.
You think?
Maybe. That was a lie.
Yeah, a little bit harsh on Mark Pope, but apparently he was on SportsCenter. So, Zach, I'm going to, if I can find this, I will email that sound to you, and we'll play later in the show what he said on SportsCenter, okay? So we're going to, we'll get to that here probably during the break. We'll get to see if I can find that somewhere. So anyway,
I cried a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that Mike Gandolfo did cry a little bit after he saw Mark Pope on ESPN on SportsCenter. So, texts are always coming in. Already coming in. I'm hearing Pope is going through the Habitat for Humanity and Peace Corps volunteer list to fill out his roster. Thank you. So this is what I did.
I can't do Mark Pope.
Yes, you can.
I cannot.
And you will.
I already bought the shirt.
You did.
Yeah.
I got to buy it, too, so we can match.
Yeah, so we can match. I sent you the link.
I got that link.
If you want to do that, I sent you the link. So I was like, what else can I do? What else can I do to really tie myself to this hire?
Yeah.
To make it to where I'm involved and invested in Mark Pope and his success, or maybe lack thereof, his crashing success. So I joined something today.
Uh-oh. Oh, the La Familia.
No, it's not La Familia anymore. I joined Club Blue.
Club Blue. Is that the basketball-specific one?
Yes. It's the basketball-specific one. It's it. I just got the confirmation email. Welcome to Club... Dear James. They even used my first name. How about that,
Dearest
Anna?
James.
Dear James. There aren't levels like that. Like Blanket Baker, it's not like the 502 Circle where you have the white level or the red level or the whatever. We don't blanks on the white level. We have that established. I guess basically what it is this. You donate $41 a month.
That's it.
That's it.
That's
And it's 41 because that's Mark Pope's jersey number. It was 41.
Oh.
So, yes. So, it's $41
it's like
a
membership.
Month. Yes. And I went ahead and I signed up. I already gave my first $41. I'm set up to get $41 on the 17th of every month. So, this is... I'm donating to NIL. I tied myself to Mark Pope's NIL. I gave Cal a one-time donation to the La Familia Club.
Oh, you did?
I did. I actually did. Yes, I donated
good
once.
Good for you, Strebel.
Yes, one, but now that's gone, I don't know where that money went. I don't know if Cal took
Wait
it with him. He's giving it to Big
get
Z.
That back?
Your money's going to Big Z. It's also your money's going so that Cal can officially invite Bill Clinton to go to Arkansas.
Oh, God, exactly, I didn't even think about that, Zach.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Former governor, he and Bill Clinton are pals. They have lunch together. Brunch, maybe.
But it's, chicken nugget.
Yeah, little chicken tendies. Dear James, welcome to Club Blue. We're thrilled to have you join us in supporting the University of Kentucky men's basketball team. Go Coach Pope. Your commitment means the world to us, and we can't wait to embark on this exciting journey together. As a member of Club Blue, you're not just a fan. You're a vital part of the team. You're about part of the team, Zach Annie. You see that? None of y'all... None of y'all can say anything anymore about me not like Mark Pope. It's Triple One's John Calipari back. I'm on the Pope train, baby.
You can say we.
You can say
it.
We.
I'm part
you
of the team.
We.
You're right.
They send you some warm-ups or something.
I can't say, well, I'm going to get to that. Hold on. Okay. As you're a vital part of the team. Your contribution directly impacts the success and growth of our athletes, coaches, and program. Thank you for your dedication to the Big Blue Nation. Here's a quick reminder of the perks you'll enjoy as a Pope package member of Club Blue.
Does it have rankings like Pope, Archbishop, Priest? It's
right,
like those are your levels.
Cardinal. Yeah.
Layman.
Yeah.
Brother. Franciscan.
Deacon.
Deacon.
They won't have Cardinal for obvious reasons.
No Cardinal. You're
no,
right,
that's the lowest level.
No Cardinal level.
No Cardinals.
No Cardinal level. Get the Cardinals out of here.
The L's down,
Archbishop,
baby. L's down.
Yeah, Strebel.
And their little red hats. Get them out of here. So here's what I get. 141 entries to the monthly giveaways.
Wow!
Club Blue swag bag. Wait, hold on. Due to the high volume of subscribers, expect to receive your swag bag in about a month.
Next year.
Access to the Club Blue store. I get a $15 voucher to the Club Blue store, and I have the $15 voucher code.
You can buy one shoelace.
Here's the coup de grace.
Okay.
The cream of the crop
that
rise
was beautiful.
To the top. You like that?
That was French.
I'm cultured today.
Come on.
I am cultured today.
I love that.
I get an exclusive Coach Mark Pope print. Signed by the coach.
Let's go.
How about that?
Stamped or signed?
It says signed.
Just pretend signed.
Says signed. You know where I'm going to put it?
Where are you going to put it? Your mantle.
I'm going to put it right there.
Here.
I'm going to put it right there.
Down.
Yeah, we're going to take this Louisville football poster down.
I'm going to take that down in the break.
Yeah, we're going to take it down. We're going to put Pope's face right there so every morning Blanket Baker has to look at
we're
it.
We're going to kiss it before every show.
And we'll give it a smooch before every show. Mwah, kiss Mark Pope. Louie's going to have to look at it. Zach's going to have to look at it. We're going to put it right there.
Genuflect.
And like you kiss the Pope's ring.
You do.
We're going to kiss Mark Pope.
That's what we're going to do.
And genuflect. So,
every day.
So how about that?
I love that.
Like a champion today. Instead of Notre Dame, touch the banner. Host like a champion today.
I like it, Zach. See, this is why you're part of the show today. All these golden drop-ins you have here today. Fantastic. So I went ahead and I did that.
I'm proud of you, Strebel.
Put
your money where your mouth is.
I did. I put my money where my mouth is.
Where you want your mouth, you know, where you want your thoughts to be.
Well.
Sorry. Move on.
It's okay. I'm
leaving.
I've said a lot worse.
I'm going home.
Don't. Well, please don't. Zach would like it if you did go home so he'd have more mic time.
No, you don't have to go home. I'm good.
Okay. So anyway, there, moving on.
So moving
I'm blushing.
On. So I did.
Didn't mean it like that.
Well, we know you didn't. We know you didn't. I hope Mark Pope's emissaries are listening to us, so we can. So now I did also do this, Anna. You like this too? I've done. Look, I'm making moves. I'm trying to buy in. Damn it! I emailed Deb Moore.
Good for you.
I said, hey, Deb.
That's the lady in charge.
That is the lady in charge. I said, hey, Deb. I didn't really say, hey, Deb.
Hello,
I said,
dearest said, Deborah.
Dear Deb.
Yeah, love
I
that.
Said, I said,
Streeble.
I have no
dog.
Words.
I didn't do anything.
You were at a Catholic school teaching children.
No, I didn't do anything.
I'm never referencing what just happened ever again.
That was a legendary sound. So
delete it.
Once it's said, it's saved. So I emailed Deb Moore,
Email Deb.
And I said, hey, Deb. I said, I gave her my credentials, told her who I was. I said, I'd love to get Mark Pope on the air.
Good for you.
I'd love to get his assistants when they're hired on the air. Even if you have time, maybe get Mitch Barnhart on the air.
Yeah.
I was like, prime opportunity. It's the only Kentucky show in Louisville at 3 p.m. I was like, they'll have all the Kentucky listeners right here.
Yeah.
She emailed me back, said, she said, James, like minutes later, she's like, James, appreciate it. What I'm going to do, save this conversation. We're really busy. Email me back in a couple weeks, and you'll be taken care of.
Do you know how awesome that is and how different that is from anything? I mean, I worked directly on BBN Tonight, worked directly with the athletic department. Yeah. And to even get any kind of interview, it was a no. And, like, to be kind of here and just be like, we just want to get him on just to talk to him, not be affiliated with them, that's huge.
Oh, absolutely.
That is huge. I love that. That just, like, signifies to me a turning of the page there and the access that people will get.
Like I said, minutes later, it wasn't days later, minutes later. Whereas before John Calipari moved on, after they had that interview with Mitch, I emailed her for Cal, and I said, and she just emailed me back like a day later and said, I don't deal with John Calipari stuff. And she gave me another email of another guy, said, this is who all the John Calipari's information goes through. And I emailed that guy. I never heard back.
Of course not. I'm not shocked. That's so, how it was with that. And that's interesting because, you know, working in that job, we didn't know if it was the athletic department. It was a lot more free and open with other sports. But, man, that just goes to show who was kind of implementing that guardrail up there, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's a Strable, look at you being proactive.
I'm trying to be proactive here.
I can't wait to get it. Can we get Leanne on too? Come on.
Yeah, we'll I'll try to get as many people as I
Leanne.
Can on that. You should be the intermediary there.
Okay, let me do that.
Yeah,
so let me do that.
I'll take care of Coach Pope and maybe Barnhart, whoever coaching assistants. Now, speaking of assistants, okay, so we're moving rapid fire today because we have a lot of guests and have a lot of other things to do. So I want to get as many sportsy topics in as we can. Okay, so here's the latest. This is from Matty Banks, Matt Jones. Okay. So he tweeted this earlier today about the assistant coaching searches.
Yes.
And people are wondering, like, hey, why in the hell haven't we heard anything announced yet? I think this explains it, and it makes sense, okay? This is from Matt about 1 p.m. today. He said, Mark Pope will have 5 people on his staff. 3 can recruit per NCAA rules. I am told 3 of those positions are basically locked in at this point. None can be announced by UK officially until the 7-day posting period is over.
Okay.
So that's the rule.
That makes so much sense, yeah.
And it says, but there's at least one assistant recruiting with Pope now. And that makes sense. That tracks because there is a Florida State dude in the portal, and they flat out asked him. They said, you know, did you talk to Mark Pope? He said, no, he talked to somebody else. Obviously didn't give the name. I'm sure he was told, hey, no announcements from any of the players about assistance until it's officially announced by us. Okay. So he didn't say exactly who the assistant was. Okay. So I saw that, and it's making me feel a little better.
Is it?
I wouldn't say a lot better. But I know that there's stuff working now, like behind the scenes.
And there's legal loopholes to jump through. Not loopholes, but obstacles. Like, you got to give the 7 days before you can just announce.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. You have to give it the time that it needs to start out. And notice Cal has announcing the assistance yet.
Exactly. And if that's not like a great just measuring stick down there of, look at his roster. He's still building it too. So I think the name of the game right now is patience. It's brand new. The whole thing. The guy just toured his office like 2 days ago.
Right.
So let's all just take a breather. And then I feel like when we do hear names start to come out, that's when we can critique. That's when we can criticize. That's when we can be happy or sad. But right now, I guess I'm holding on to that hope right now to not be disappointed and just wait till we hear names on everything. But I think all of it is just hard because there are a lot of restrictions and there are a lot of rules and timing-based everything like that. But that is a real thing. You do have to post a job for everyone to apply.
Exactly.
And wait a certain amount of time. So I think it's all on the up and up, which is good.
Even if you know who your employees want to be.
Any job works these days, right?
I think most of these coaches know.
Yeah.
Like when they get hired, they know who's going to be with them.
Right.
They know who they're targeting, and they'll go ahead, they'll hire them or say they have a verbal agreement or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then once the 7-day grace period or whatever you want to call it's done, they can announce it.
Yeah.
So there are more rumors about the assistant coaching position.
It's swirling.
Swirling around. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Orlando Antigua one is still going strong. I know you're not a fan of that.
Which, I'm not a fan of it. Just, I just think it's awkward for Cal to have any foot in the door, to have any type of influence, a guy who was his assistant forever. I mean, that's just where I'm coming from. I feel like everybody, look at what, I feel like Sunday, when Pope was officially announced, it was a celebration of a fresh start as much as anything. So I'm like, that, to me, that just feels messy. I get why people do want him. Mm-hmm. I understand. I love Coach O. He's great. Love his family, great people. But I just wouldn't want any part of that. I just think you got that just leaves a little bit of Cal influence there.
Sure. Well, here's what my secret source told
me. Okay, okay, okay.
I have secret source
information. My ears are perked up. I'm ready.
Okay, so he messaged me today. He says, he said, Coach O could stay on Pope's staff. Should hear something later this week. This stuff is insane. Kelly Kraft is pushing him to stay. So it's, I mean, he doesn't want to be with John Calipari. I said, well, I also heard another name, Jay Lucas, is being floated out there from the Duke assistant who was at Kentucky.
Right.
And it's just kind of strange that Jeremy Roach announced that he's transferring yesterday or last night.
I didn't connect those dots. That's a great point.
Yeah, and so I said, I'm hearing Jay Lucas as well. He said, Jay is possible. The Orlando Antigua stuff is hilarious. He gets a bonus on June 1st for $400,000. If he leaves, he loses it. If they fire him, they owe him all of his contract. He's going to the craft center each day and working out. He refuses to quit, and he's not going to go to Arkansas.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
He doesn't even have an office.
He's just, like, on an elliptical in there?
Yeah, he wants to be on Pope's staff, and Kelly Kraft wants him to be on Pope's staff, too. He said, Coach O is just like, pay me my money.
I'm sorry, I love Coach O so much. He's probably going in there acting like nothing has changed. Like, hey, what's up? Just sweating it out on an elliptical.
How's
it
going?
What's going on? What's new with you?
Hey, Deb.
I don't know. Nothing.
Hey, there's slacks over there.
Nothing
what's going
to
on?
See here.
Yeah, nothing to see here.
But, okay, the Kelly Kraft thing, I'm just like, dude, you're not basketball staff. You're not. Like, I
they
get
got that
you
money,
have the money.
Anna.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm just like, that to me reaches levels of like, it just blurs the lines. You could donate your money in good faith, but when you start trying to have an opinion on who needs to be there, that doesn't feel right to me.
Mm-hmm.
You are not. What's your basketball background that you have the right to make that decision? I don't know. That's just me.
I agree, but you need their money in your corner.
You do, and I get that, and you can placate them.
Because my little old $41 a month isn't going to go too far.
Subscription.
But when you've got Kelly Kraft's millions.
But I just see that opening the door for them thinking that they have a say over everything. And it's like, dog, like, okay, donate the money, but no. But I understand. You got to get the money somewhere. You got to placate people. No disrespect to the Krafts. Great, lovely people. I've met them. They're great people. But I don't know. To me, I'm just like, that opinion doesn't weigh heavy to me at all. It's like, have you ever picked up a basketball? What do you know about it? I don't know. I'd be like, chime down a little bit.
But doesn't it say a lot about Antigua? To your opinion about you don't want any Cal remnants hanging around. Doesn't it say a lot to you about him if Kelly Kraft and the Krafts, who had a broken relationship with John Calipari, broken. Beyond repair, like it was that was done forever.
But O is a recruiter. You got to understand his personality.
Oh, absolutely. But don't you think that it means something in his, at least on this perspective? I get what you're saying about Kelly Kraft, and she's not she has nothing to do with the basketball program other than she donates.
Right.
That she's able to be like, okay, I don't like John Calipari.
Right.
I do not want to work with, I did not want to work, I was done with him.
Right.
But I'm still willing to put my name behind Orlando Antigua.
Because O Have you ever met O? Coach O?
I've talked to him. I've interviewed him.
He's like the number one recruiter. Like,
oh,
he will make
smooth.
You feel so good talking to him. He could talk to anybody and be like, I love that guy.
Yeah.
So like,
but I can also see him throwing people under the bus. Now, I can totally see him being like, Cal, kick rocks, see ya. I want to stay here.
I could see that. But like, it doesn't shock me that Kelly Kraft would be like, we need him to stay, because I'm sure he's just, that's how he gets recruits. He just makes you feel so good when you're talking to him. Vince Mero is also very similar. They have a very similar personality.
Guys,
they're like, oh my God. Like, they remember things about you. They check in on you. And you're like, oh man, this is a great guy. But like, so it doesn't shock me that he would be a good people person, that he would be in everybody's good graces for him to stay. But to me, it's just bewildering. I'm like, turn the page. If I were Mark Pope, I would want no remnants of that.
And I understand that.
Because Coach O's coming from the Cal tree. I mean, like, his ties there are so strong and have been going on for years and decades, so long that I wouldn't want to open the door to any influence. The whole celebration has been about a fresh start. Mm-hmm. So I just don't get it.
What would you think about Jay Lucas coming back? And again, this is all hypothetical. Sure. I'm not saying, these are just, like, we have nothing else to work with other than rumors and names.
And I will put, like, I love Coach Antigua. Like, love him. Love his great family. I think I was so happy when he got brought back to UK. So my opinions on that aren't anything personal. It's just my conjecturing there. But Jay Lucas, I think that would be okay. He was in a different role, for UK. He was less attached.
He was like the third on the bench at the time. He wasn't very high.
And then didn't he leave UK, go to Duke to be like kind of a lead recruiter there for John Shire?
He's like the second chair.
So it's good, right? So he's been at like two top programs. I feel like his ties weren't necessarily to Cal specifically.
Sure.
So I would feel different about that. That could be okay to me. And it would be interesting to see just
the
difference.
He wasn't a Cal guy. I think
that's a great way to put it.
Yeah, once Coach K retired, he saw the opening to go back on John Shire's staff, have a bigger role on that staff, have, again, closer to the coach on the bench than he was at Kentucky. He was a Duke guy anyway when he came over. So I think that made sense for him. And again, him coming back, he doesn't have that many ties to John Calipari.
I don't think you'd ever be like, he's in the
He's
Cal
only with him, what,
tree.
Two seasons? Like, something like that. I think he got Damian Collins was one of his recruits. I think that was the big one, is he got Damian Collins. Yeah. And then Damian Collins ended up being...
He peaced out.
He peaced out. He went to LSU and I think he was injured most of the season. So far that kid's five-star status hasn't worked out yet on the basketball court. So those are the scuttlebutt rumors when it comes today.
Have you heard about the KP rumors?
I've heard that too. So Kenny Payne is also rumored.
I love John Calipari.
Look, it would be the funniest thing. I don't know if I would like it, but it would be funny. Like, who would you rather have? If I gave you the choice, Orlando Antigua, Kenny Payne, who would you take?
Before you even said that, you named Coach Antigua.
You would rather have Orlando Antigua.
Yeah.
I'm with you. But it would be funny if Kenny Payne showed up and just started like killing it in the recruiting and in the portal and was like got all these studs to Kentucky.
I just think we're addicted to mess here. Like, there's funny and there's messy and sometimes they're intertwined.
You're right.
And
we are addicted
like,
to mess
dog.
Here. Yes.
Are you okay?
Yikes, that's what I'm asking everybody, Zach.
Are you okay?
Especially myself.
Right.
The answer is no. I just think just move on, clean slate. Like, it wouldn't bother me if, you know, O came back later. I don't foresee that happening because that's, like, illogical for the reason that he even wants to stay. But I'm just loving the image of him
just
going
walking
to the
around.
Craft Center every day. Like, just getting my steps in. Like, he's mall walking at the Craft Center. God, that's bad. But, I could imagine his wife and family want to kill him. I mean, imagine their move 2 years ago. It was like, this is it. We are here.
So
his daughter
stop.
Went to UK. She transferred into UK. Everything. And I think that they're just probably like, really? But, again, I feel like Cal made that decision on a whim.
We can't win.
We know
Kenny.
So
we
just,
know
it affected
win.
So much more than him. I would love to get Ellen's real thoughts too. Ellen Kelly.
Oh, she's not happy. You know she's not happy.
Him.
She was like sweeping a chimney the other day. She's like a chimney sweep. I don't know if you saw that or not. Yeah. She's like cleaning out a fireplace. Yeah. And she's probably like, why do we have
to? I'm not gonna let you blame me.
it would be funny. I'm telling you, it would be funny.
It would be funny, but I don't want to pay the price for the messy.
No, I'm with you. Your point about this area being addicted to a mess.
We love it.
Is true.
We love rivalrying.
And here's the thing. and you know, I've been thinking about this a lot too. You know, I don't know how Mark Pope and Pat Kelsey are going to interact with each other. Do you see the way that Cal and Rick Pitino hated each other? Do you see Mark Pope and Pat Kelsey hating each other?
They're not Italian.
They're both they're both goofballs.
No, they are.
They're both nerds.
I feel like they both have some people-pleasy in them. People-pleasingness.
Like, I can't see them trash-talking each other. I can't.
I don't see them as being psychopaths, which I personally want in a coach, but...
You like the psychopaths.
I like the psychopaths. Just... for the head coach of my basketball team.
Just for the head coach of the basketball team.
Not in any other area.
Not in any relationships or anything like that. No. You want them to be normal.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
All right, let's read some texts here before we get to a break. Texter, Rig, what's funny is when Cal and KP gave you a 40-piece in Rupp. What? Texter, bring back Bill Keitley. No. Texter.
He did.
Oh, I know. I was like, he's passed away. We can't bring him back.
Resurrect him.
That could be Weird Wednesday. Texter, okay, Anna, we know you are famous in Lexington. You already told us you know Coach O's family and the Crafts. Matt Jones ain't got bleep on you. Let's go. It's a compliment.
I was ready to fight.
You're ready to get
my
mad.
Fist balling up. I was like, what?
All right, next one's a mean one, though. It's not about you. It's about me. Good bleepy God, I'm done. Good luck with this bleepy ass show. No Cal assistant coach has ever went anywhere and recruited like they did with Cal. Absolute failures across the board. Go be an Arkansas fan like you said 5 days ago. I gave money to the Club Blue, whatever the hell it is. I'm giving $41 a month, you bum. What are you giving? Shut up. I'm not an Arkansas fan. You suck. I bought a Mark Pope shirt. What did you get? Nothing. Nothing. Go be Arkansas fan. I'm just giving you rumors, you bum. I didn't say that Coach O's coming for sure. What do you want me to do? Like, I'm telling you what, like, this is the conversation. We don't know who these people are, so we have to have a conversation about names we're hearing. Those are names we're hearing. Shut up, you big baby. Texter, Antigua is building a new house and his family is entrenched in Lexington. I see why he doesn't want to leave. Kelly Kraft can show them how to come in third place, though. That's a governor joke.
That was an election joke.
It's a governor election joke.
That was
joke.
A political joke.
That was pretty funny. Texter, KP to UK, not Arkansas, to prove he was a Manchurian candidate.
Oh,
Heard currently putting together a case to send to the NCAA against UK for tampering and mimicking to be head coach on behalf of another school. Death penalty to the Cates coming. Let's see here. Texter, hope. Waiting. Not traits of BBN. Anna waffling on Antigua. Once he is announced to the staff, she will bend the knee. One marginal coaching staff hire, and Rig will bend the knee, too. Texter, get a big Rig. Texter, hey, Rig, Stoops wants to know where his donation is. Winky face. Mark Pope has it.
Mark Pope got all my money.
Other people can donate to
Stoops.
You can
panhandle.
I'm good.
For that.
Texter, if Coach O is technically still employed by UK and if Pope wants to keep him, why can't they just announce he's being retained? I don't know if he wants to keep him. I just told you the story of what I heard, that he's still milling around campus, like hoping to get a job.
He's campaigning. He's kissing babies, shaking hands.
Texter, Strebel ponying up, secured. Yes, you're damn right. LMAO, Anna hitting us with the Cal special. Have you ever dribbled a ball? Is a basketball pity statement.
But it's true. Don't tell me what assistant coach I need to keep. What do you draw me up a play first, okay?
Texter.
That's different than being a fan. Being a fan, you could be passionate, whatever. If you're telling me and you think you have influence on who I need to hire, let's all take a deep breath.
Yeah, back off a little bit.
It makes me a little
your lane. Know your role.
Your lane, yeah.
Well, her lane is filled with cash and gold and diamonds and rubies.
And are you accepting in your lane?
And Gucci and
recruit
Versace.
Me. Okay, recruit me to your lane.
Okay, yeah. I would be in Kelly Kraft's lane.
I would. I mean,
Vince Merrill's like, he drives the limousine in the lane.
The Kraftmobile.
Yeah. Yeah, damn right.
And
Vince Merrill's in the front seat.
No disrespect to the Krafts at all, but I'm just like, you gotta just be mindful of who you're taking your influence and your advice from. Do they really know what's best for your team? Is my point.
Well, she has that private jet gives her a lot of leeway.
It does. It does. In Kentucky, yeah.
Do you think Vince Merrill would come on here and talk to us?
Let's try. Let's
Can you
get
ask him?
I would love to ask him.
Okay, maybe next week.
If I'm not still in the doghouse. About my tweets.
It's not your fault. That's not
trouble.
Your fault.
I got in trouble
well,
by the big dog.
Welcome to my life. Texter Pope putting out some serious kidney pain vibes. No, he's not.
I tweeted that and I regret it.
Coach O waiting around Lexington like Escobar in this meme. See Pablo Escobar just sad, standing in an empty pool.
Wait, that's the funniest meme ever. Wait, that's supposed to be Pablo Escobar?
You never saw Narcos?
No.
Oh, yeah. That show's awesome on Netflix.
That's supposed to be Pablo Escobar?
Yeah, it's Pablo Escobar. Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was just like this kind Cuban grandfather.
No.
He's a Colombian, excuse me.
He's a Colombian drug lord murderer.
He just looks, he's another swing set.
Yeah.
I just assumed it was good vibes.
When he wasn't murdering and selling drugs to people, he was actually like a really attentive father.
Oh, he was a great guy other than the part that he killed people.
Yeah, other than the part where he
What was that? What about the murder? What murder?
What murder?
He was the best guy around.
Texter, it was a lovely afternoon in April. James Strebel with popcorn in tow found his seat at Jim Patterson Stadium. Unbeknownst to him, a friend, maybe more, had the seat next to him. As he sat down, he heard a tan and handsome man scream, "That's a strike, ump. Is this seat taken?" James said. "No, you're welcome to it," said Mark Blankenbaker. His voice was very commanding. James's heart skipped a beat, and he sat down in his seat and positioned his popcorn in his... Okay.
Is that fanfic?
Yeah, it was fanfic.
That was fanfic.
Somebody has way too much time on their hands.
I'm weird about that. Well, are they going to kiss or not?
Well, it's the popcorn thing.
I don't get it, but I don't want
don't
to.
Don't worry. No,
you don't want to know.
There's a lot that I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know. I think I should leave. Just kidding.
That's two incidences already.
We've had a bad time.
That was funny. I'm sorry, but that was really funny. Shout out to the Batcats, 17-13, walking in Jim Patterson Stadium, and it was so funny. All the Louisville fans, "Damn, McDonald's gotta go. He needs to be fired. Kick his butt out of Louisville. The Cats, this is a disgrace." Apparently, there was like 3 fights last night.
I love it. The Cardinal bird broke one up.
Yeah, the Cardinal bird broke the fight up. There's
He's
one in the
vigilante.
Concourse. Yeah,
he's a citizen's arrest.
The Cardinal bird's like, "None of that here.
He
none
might
of
be
that
in a legal
here.
Battle now.
Yeah, none of this alcoholism here. You stop that fight." And there's a police officer who just kind of walked around. He started sprinting. As soon as he saw that cardinal bird up there, he's like, "I gotta go! The cardinal bird's in danger!"
Danger!
And he sprinted up.
He was like people elbowing people.
Out of the way!
Choke-holding
people. We can't let Louis get hurt!
Don't let Louis get hurt! Don't break his wing! Do not hurt his wing!
Have you ever known anyone that was in a mascot costume?
Yes. I can't remember who it was. Somebody I met recently told me that they were the mascot somewhere. But
really?
Yeah, that's not a good story because I can't remember who it was. But no, I've always wanted to know them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew who Buddy Bat used to be.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know who Buddy Bat used to be.
I feel like it would be really fun, but I would be so bad. I would break characters so quickly. I'd be like, "Mr. Smith, it's Anna in here. It's Anna.
Hey,
how are
remember
you?"
Me from second grade?
I'd be so bad about it. But I love them. I respect them. I think they do great work, especially the ones that like dance and stuff.
Yeah.
I love when they get like really occultish about it, or like culty, and like you're not allowed to tell. Like,
oh, yeah. You had the same character all the time. You can never take your head off and all that stuff. Oh, yeah. All right, let's take a break. It's entertaining. After this. Yes, I know that Jaden Quaynes is visiting U of L tomorrow. I know. I saw the tweets. I saw everything about that. We'll talk about Jeremy Roach a little more after the break. Also, who has Mark Pope reached out to? We finally have some information on that regard. Before I do that, I got to talk to you guys about something that affects millions of guys in the United States of America and around the world. That's erectile dysfunction. ED is a relationship destroyer. It can contribute to depression, conflicts, and even breakups, and in the worst cases, divorce. And what's so disturbing about it is that most men who suffer from ED can be successfully treated, but a lot of guys don't want to seek treatment when they should. It's viewed as, you know, a hit to their manhood or a hit to their masculinity. Like, "I don't need to do that. It's embarrassing." They think if they go to the doctor, it's admitting defeat or something like that. But that's not the case at all. It's if you have strep throat, you go to the doctor and you get something for that. If you had the flu, you get a flu shot, right? If you have any type of disease or your ailment, you get treated for it. And that is kind of what erectile dysfunction is. It's an ailment. And you get treated for those ailments. And the place to do it is Tri-State Men's Health. That's right. They have these great treatments where the pills and the herbals fail. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%, and some can have you even lasting up to more than an hour. Oh, boy. Even if you're older, see if you can still hang in there for that long. It'd be worth the try, though, right? It'd be fun. Go ahead and check them out online, tristatemenshealth.com. They have six area locations, Cincinnati, Dayton, two locations in Columbus, Ohio, here in Louisville, and, of course, their new office in Northern Kentucky. Schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health today. You'll visit with a medical provider, licensed medical provider. $99 fee includes a PSA test, a testosterone test, and if medically advised, they'll give you a test dose in the office. If it doesn't work in the office, then your visitation is free. So go ahead and check them out, because if you go ahead and get treated, you could be having sex up to the next day. Call them, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
Do I have a hidden talent? Just in the hopes that Lin-Manuel, that you're watching,
I'm going to get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but Dad got amazed and astonished. The problem is I got a lot of brains but no polish. I got to holler just to be heard with every word. I drop knowledge, I'm a diamond in the rough, a shiny piece of coal, everybody.
You're listening to The Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
Yes, Anna just realized that that was really actually Mark Pope that's rapping.
It was a parody of him.
No, it's not a parody of him.
I thought it was like Blank doing that.
It was him, and it was spectacular.
I wouldn't go that far. Zach Easy, even though I love you, I would not
him.
Go that far.
It's him. By the way, per Truly Donovan, Antigua has it's the same thing that I told you. Antigua has a $400,000 retention bonus coming up in June. His wife doesn't want to leave Lexington, neither does Coach O. So that's perfectly dominant.
I wonder how Cal feels about that.
So my information isn't bad.
No, I believe you.
Yeah. So.
Wow. If I'm Mark Pope, I'm feeling weird taking on a Cal guy.
No, I agree.
Why don't other people see that? I feel like everyone's like, yeah, get Antigua, get KP, get these great recruiters. I'm like, do you not understand how awkward and weird that would be?
Yeah, no,
it would be weird. I wouldn't want any of his influence. His whole shtick is a fresh start. So you keep on one of his guys with Cal influence? Get out of here.
I'm telling you, he may just hang around so much that he gets a job.
He's going to be like outside the craft center with a boombox.
Exactly like John Cusack and Say Anything.
Yes.
Just like out there, just please, please, Coach
and I
Pope.
I need you now tonight.
Bonnie
and
Tyler.
I need you more than ever.
437-968. UPS Jobs text line tonight. Louisville Sports Live, 7 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. Then you'll have Hawks versus Bulls, 9 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. All right, we'll do some recruiting stuff here. Before we get to Weird Wednesday, 4 o'clock, Kendrick Haskins, 4:30, and Jack Grossman, 5 o'clock. Okay, so here, this comes from Rob Doster. Okay, so Rob Cassidy, my fault, Rob Cassidy.
Many Robs.
There's a lot of Robs in recruiting. He still writes for Rivals, even though he does this stuff with Jeff Goodman and the failed field. God, I sound so freaking Dixie Highway today. The failed sixth. I said, what is it, pale earlier? Peel instead of pill?
I took pills.
It's a pill. I took a pill.
Mount Washington, toilet,
golly. Any
field is 68.
Field,
y'all.
I can't talk it.
Farnett.
Field is 68. Okay.
Field is 68.
He goes through some of like the big time players that are still available.
Okay.
All right. Let me go ahead and skip down. Okay. So Boogie Fland. Talks about Boogie Fland first. Obviously, was committed to Kentucky and Cal. Mm-hmm. Enter the transfer portal. Here's what he says about Boogie Fland.
Okay.
Five-star guard Boogie Fland is back on the market after requesting a release from letter of intent with Kentucky in the wake of John Calipari's departure for Arkansas. In the hours following his decommitment, those close to the guard said Fland would take some time to hear pitches from other interested schools, but expected the New York-based star to eventually land alongside Calipari in Fayetteville unless another program blows him away. Sources indicate that Louisville has been the most aggressive school in the early days of Fland's second recruitment and is definitely worth monitoring, but Alabama, St. John's, and others have also made overtures. Fland was also especially close to former Kentucky assistant Orlando Antigua.
Okay.
So where he resurfaces could have an impact on the five stars' decision.
Okay,
Does that make you change your mind at all?
A little bit. But how much will Antigua's influence continue when he's not under Cal?
Yeah, that could be fair. That could be fair. As a texter that got fake mad at us and probably is still listening right now, insinuated, and he might be right, that some of the assistants, they go other places, they take head coaching jobs, and they don't recruit like they did under Cal, because Cal's the
conk. Example number one.
But he got dudes in Illinois.
No, but at South Florida.
Yeah, well, he's the head coach, but he would be a head coach here.
He'd still just be assistant.
Right.
Yeah, he got Coburn and everything.
Who was the guard? I loved when he was there. But he was awesome. I love that guard.
That is a good point. I think I just think a fresh start is needed, but I get it. That's why I feel like if you brought him back year two or something, I know that's not logical. I know that doesn't make sense. But something about it just doesn't feel right. It feels like too much like you're igniting this me versus them. I picked him. I picked you over Cal type deal. And it's like, we're done with that. Let's just move on.
But at that point, I wouldn't care. I was like, if Boogie Flame wants to stay and be here, let Boogie Flame stay and be here.
I don't foresee it happening.
I don't either.
I welcome it with open arms.
Absolutely.
I kind of just foresaw all those guys just leaving. And I'm okay with that.
All recruits, if they go back to Arkansas, like as long as they don't end up in Louisville, I just don't go to Louisville.
I'd rather them go to Louisville than go to Cal.
I know how you feel.
How I feel.
I can't. I can't have that. I can't have Jayden Quaint as a Boogie Fland with
Pat Bleepin'
Kelsey.
I'd rather them be there.
That's fine.
I would.
I can't do that.
We're going to fight in the break.
The other one update he had was Liam McNeely, okay? So there was a line of thinking emerging not that long ago that in-state Texas would be a player for former Indiana commit Liam McNeely, but it doesn't seem to be the case. There simply doesn't seem to be much contact between the five-star forward and the Longhorns at this juncture, and a union between the two sides seems even less likely in the wake of UT's big week in the transfer portal. McNeely, who will visit UConn next week, I don't like that, has also been linked to the new regime at Michigan, as well as Kentucky and Kansas, though it's been difficult to verify the real interest level between the Jayhawks and the McDonald's All-American as late. That's good. Keep them away from Bill Self in Kansas. A new contender has emerged in recent days, however, as McNeely has been linked to Alabama by people in the know if a visit takes place in the near future. Nate Oates and company could become a real threat to snag the Texas-born star. He's no lock to land in the Tide, obviously, but mutual interest is emerging. And also note, there's a bunch of Alabama players in the portal.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
They were good players. Like, players that played.
Pringle is in there.
Pringle. Who is the other
one?
There's a mass exodus going on right now. It's like they just came off of a Final Four. Nate Oates comes back and gives his, like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay. You know, Alabama fans were celebrating. We've got our guy. And you would think it would be like, kind of like, hey, run it back and see what we can do.
Run it out. Yeah, run it away.
Yeah. In the Florida State transfer that referenced an assistant is Baba Miller. I don't think too much of him. He averaged like seven points a game, but I can't remember the name of the Alabama player that Kentucky's in contact with. But they're in contact with an Alabama player too. So there's like this mass exodus from Alabama, which is really weird. Now the other recruiting news, there's all kinds of recruiting news. We'll probably have to push some of it later to the show.
I love it.
Obviously, the big one last night was Jeremy Roach. I mean, and he's been a starter at Duke for what? At least two seasons, maybe three.
Yeah, there's never ever been somebody who's transferred between those two.
No, not like that.
Duke.
No,
yeah.
and not many Duke players that they either stay at Duke or they go to the NBA if they play.
Now, Same with Kentucky.
Yeah, there's been players that sat the bench or didn't get the playing time that they thought they would get that have transferred, but someone of the caliber of what Jeremy Roach was last year for Duke, and I'm just pulling his stuff up here right now. I mean, it's very odd. He has 14 points per game, 46% from the field, shot three-pointers. He was 42% from three. I mean, if Jeremy Roach said, hey, I'm going to be Kentucky, I'd take him right now.
And it's interesting and also a vote of confidence for Mark Pope that this happened after the Calipari exodus thing, right? Like,
yes.
It's happening now. Like, that would make me feel real. That does make me feel really good.
Right.
But it's like you're looking at the program now for what.
Well,
it is.
Have you seen who the three favorites are that have emerged for him?
For
Jeremy Roach?
Yes, and I have thoughts on it.
So
Go ahead.
Favorites are Pope, obviously. Arkansas, John Calipari, and Rick Pitino, St. John's.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Okay. So I was talking to my girl, Cecily. She's my family friend. She was over this morning, and we're talking cats all the time, and she just was like, and her dad listens too, so shout out.
No, shout out Cecily's dad.
Shout out Cecily and Cecily's dad, Lee and Cecily.
Lee.
And so she was like, well, you know, like Cal did that too. Like at Kentucky, he would put like Duke on his like recruiting things. Like, so his big recruits, he'd be like, they're between Kentucky and like Duke and all these people to make it seem like he was winning out over them.
Oh.
But like maybe it wasn't real interest.
Okay.
But it's just manufactured
right.
to be put out there to be like, oh, he's choosing us over them.
Right.
So I don't know. That's that made a little sense to me.
Interesting.
I grasped onto that. I was like, okay.
And if Jay Lucas is a rumor, that also
that makes it more real to me. That makes it real.
Again, rumor.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is the Fleetwood Mac album.
Yes, it is rumors. Yeah,
this is
all this is rumors. So that's super interesting to me. Could we see a real battle between those three? And, you know, obviously, whoever makes out, you know, with Jeremy Roach in the end,
right,
that can claim a big victory over the other.
Exactly.
But I can see, look,
it's propaganda machine.
I can see Ricky P sitting like, Jeremy. Listen.
Jeremy. Mock Pop.
I know Mock. I know John.
I know the cats. I know Mock.
You'd be better in Mock's system.
In Mock.
He would be like,
go play for Mock.
Don't even come to St. John's. Go play for Mock.
Come to the biggies.
He's like, if you don't go to St. John's, go to Kentucky.
Don't play for Calipari.
Be a wildcat.
I love
it.
Come on, that's our recruiting godfather.
That's our
angel.
That is it. He is being an angel
now. First time he ever been called an angel.
It is the first time that Rick Pitino's ever been called an angel. But if it's down between those three, I'll take the power combined of Mark Pope and Rick Pitino to beat out John Calipari. How about that?
Let's do it.
The power of both. We got to combine to take out the former emperor of Kentucky. I love that.
I love it.
So that's okay. So who else has Mark Pope? Who else has he reached out to? Okay, let's go ahead and last night, I don't know if you saw, Anna, but it was like a who's who. All of a sudden, yeah, bam, 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 bam. All these names were being rapid fire put out there. Okay.
Also, Cecily just texted me. She said, "Girl, I'm famous." Yes, girl, we're gonna shout you out every time.
Is she Italian too?
No, she's not.
Oh,
but we love her.
Okay,
just the same.
Cecily just sounds very Italiano.
It does.
Cecily,
because it sounds like Sicily.
Sounds like Sicily.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you know Jason Ince is in Italy now?
What?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Ince is in Italy.
Ince?
Italian Ince.
I still think he's Italian.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, no. I'm going to have to hit
bonjour,
him up.
Bonjour, no. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, no, Sopro.
What'd you say?
Bonjour.
Oh, I'm not going to let that fly.
Bonjour,
no. Yeah.
Bonjour,
no.
Sopro's going to cancel me in Italy soccer. My name is Mud.
Juventus.
In Juventus. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I know he's a big Juve fan. All right. So here's who I'm going to say Antigua. not Antigua. Here's who Pope has reached out to. Okay. Obviously, Liam McNeely. We've already talked about him. Okay. Love that. 5-star. Big time McDonald's All-American player. Kobe Bray.
Oh, yeah. The Dayton?
Dayton. Brea. Thank you. You would know you're an Ohio guy. Thank you very much for correcting me, Zach. Kobe Brea, 6'6", 205-pound senior. Let's see here.
His name's Kobe. That's good enough for me.
Yeah. He averaged.
With a Y.
I don't care.
He averaged 49% from three.
Yeah, he's
last
a shooter.
Season. He's a
That's
shooter.
A shooter.
Okay, and so he's heard from the following. Let's see here. He's heard from Arizona, Arkansas, Duke, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisville, Miami. I mean, the list goes on and on. Everybody wants this kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you shoot 49% from three in modern basketball,
it's crazy.
Yeah, you want that kid. Let's see here. Great Osabor, he's a player from Great Britain. Let's see here. Osabor was named Mountain West College Player of the Year. Honorable mention, All-American as well. Let's see here. He's a big guy. Again, Arizona State, Ohio State, Oklahoma State, Kentucky, St. John's, UConn. So, again, some big boys.
Ohio State's getting in there with some crews.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah. Zach
loves it. Zach's Ohio State.
Yeah.
You think they're going to get Bronny? Totally,
no. No
you
Bronny.
Don't?
It's possible.
Do you like Aaron Bradshaw?
I love it. I've always loved Aaron Bradshaw. Everybody
there you
knows
go.
That.
He's a Bradshaw guy.
Love that kid.
I've never said a bad word about him in any Kentucky postgame show.
You
ever.
Haven't.
Never.
Those podcasts have mysteriously disappeared.
They're all gone. I don't know what happened.
What happened?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Somebody stole them.
It's a ghost.
It's a ghost.
It's a ghost. There's
just
a ghost.
Some parts are still there. Some parts have mysteriously gone off into the ether.
The ghost of Magic
it
Mike.
Happened.
And
that's
he
right.
haunts the studio.
What
Magic Mike,
do?
Don't worry. He's alive and well.
Male stripper?
He's going to...
Magic Mike. Isn't yeah. it? Who's
yes.
haunting
well, we have a producer. His name was Magic Mike. And he wasn't magic because of his body. He was... He was nicknamed Magic because of Magic the Gathering.
What is that?
You don't know what Magic the Gathering is?
What? Oh, no.
It's like
at Hogwarts. What?
It's like a fantasy card game.
Is it like Dungeons and Dragons?
Kind of, yeah. You like cast spells and stuff and like
okay.
block spells. It's the furthest thing from Channing Tatum. That's why he was
this
called Magic
show
Mike.
Needs to be deleted from every
no, this is a
archive.
Great, this is a great show. This is the best show.
Mom, come pick me up.
So that's who Magic Mike was. This is his name was Magic because he liked Magic
was
Gathering.
Was he ever here when I was here?
When you were
just like popping in.
Early on when you were like popping in and we did a few of those post-game shows together.
Was he the guy in charge?
He was. He used to produce Jason Anderson's show.
Okay.
And he's like a super genius and he like went to law school and he's going to be like a lawyer.
Him.
Like he's a super smart guy.
Let's go.
But he, yes, his name was
doesn't
Magic.
Strip.
It's Magic. No,
that we know
doesn't
of.
Strip.
Let's not say facts like
if,
we know
if him. Magic Mike's, if he was stripping, I would and would not want to see the pictures at the same time.
Okay. That
we'll just
sense.
Leave it there.
Okay.
Also, they've
it's
reached
beautiful.
Out to Otega Owe. He is a 6'3" guard from New Jersey. we could be. He's not one that excites me. Jeremy Roach, obviously, that's the big one. who else? Andrei Stoyakovich. Obviously, we talked about him yesterday. Mm-hmm. Let's see who else. Oh, the Javon Small, the guard from Oklahoma State. Amari Williams. He is the guy from Drexel. 6'10", 10.3 points per game, 7 rebounds, 1.8 blocks, 1.6 assists. And then Jacoby Coles, he's a big man from Kansas State. And then Ali Khalifa, he was the big guy
right.
From, we talked about
who's
him
on
yesterday.
His list? Do we know?
C-A-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
I've even got his facial expression down in that video.
Khalifa. Khalifa's final three is Kentucky, Louisville, and a return to BYU. No timetable that I've seen.
Okay.
So there we go.
That could
so,
be a little propaganda on Kentucky's
that,
part.
That could be. Well, that's what Justin Sofro says. He says that he thinks it's just a game to where Kentucky can say, we got him over Louisville.
Yep.
Kind of what you and
play.
Cecily were talking about.
Cecily!
Buongiorno.
Yes, buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Okay, let's go ahead and read some texts. We'll take a break and get to Weird Wednesday. Texter, Pope needs to go after... I don't know if it's a real person. I'm going to leave it alone because I don't know. Texter, Zach is delusional if he doesn't think that Clutch had something to do with Bradshaw becoming a Buckeye.
I didn't say they didn't.
Yeah, Bronny and Bryce will soon follow with Braun funding the NIL. I could actually see all that happening.
Yeah, well,
I get
that's
you.
Fine because his younger sons are better than Bronny.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Bingo, yes. Texter, Rig Lussing over a Duke player. Oh, how the times have changed. Hey, look, if you can come in and play guard for Kentucky and Mark Pope right now, I'll take it. That's fine. Texter, don't forget St. Mary's transfer, Aiden Mahaney. Look, I've seen Aiden Mahaney play. No, thanks. Hard pass.
Okay.
Hard pass.
I don't know anything.
You shouldn't.
I think I went to high school with him. Not really,
you went to Aiden Mahaney's
like,
high school.
Aiden Mahaney.
No, hard pass on that guy. He stinks. Like, they're like, but he's on fire. And he made like 1-3 in the game. I watched two bleeping St. Mary's games this season. In both games, I watched Aiden Mahaney. He's like, that guy sucks.
He's on fire. 1-3.
He's the only player that stood out to me. for St. Mary's team was Aidan Mahaney because he had like the
for
most
being
Irish
bad?
The, for being bad and the most Irish thing I've ever heard
yeah.
in my life.
It's like you need to, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He sounded. I mean, he may not be Irish. He may be Slovakian.
No,
I don't know.
He's got to be.
The name Aidan Mahaney. Aidan Mahaney goes to St. Mary's. My guy's got to yeah. be Irish, but
yeah,
no
that's
thanks.
Irish Catholic. He probably got that guilt on him.
Oh,
too.
Absolutely.
We know how it
we
works.
All do.
Is that like when the one guy was like, Bronny was a great scorer and a lockdown defender, and he averaged like 4 points
was,
a game?
In fourth grade.
It was Tank.
Yeah.
It was Tank.
He's, like,
that
he's
that.
A great 3-point shooter, and he's like 28%.
Yeah.
And he's a lockdown defender.
Yeah.
In fourth grade AAU.
Bonjuro is the name of my 80s cover band. Instead
hell
of Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
I like that. That's
I like
funny.
I that, too.
Texter, hey, Anna, who is more Italian, Nikki V, Ince, Gandolfo, or Sofaro?
I think Nikki V beats all of us because his roots are Northeast.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You would say, but.
But both his parents are Italian. Well, both my parents are Italian, but I think Nikki's like 100%.
Yeah, I just. And Nick's here. He's probably listening right
Nick,
now.
Come
this, is,
here.
This is no offense to Nick.
Nick's like real. Nick's but I don't uncle like. Was Jimmy V the most Italian guy?
Yeah, I know. No, he's there. You go. He agrees with you.
Yep.
Texter,
and I love him.
Buongiorno, Dixie Highway Italian. Texter, is Zach a Kobe Bean Bryant guy?
Of course. Who is? I mean, Bron's my all-time favorite player, but Kobe's
good.
Up there.
Really?
Good. Oh, I love LeBron.
I'm
from Ohio.
LeBron's
I was 10 years
Kobe.
Old when LeBron was drafted.
LeBron's better than Kobe.
Yes, he
oh,
is.
Thank you.
But I like both. I was crushed when Kobe died. Who wasn't?
I love
that's
Kobe.
That's a moment in my life that will stick
I'll never
forever.
Forget it.
Yeah. We is a Sunday. We actually had nothing to do for some reason.
Yeah.
We're standing around and like my wife and I are just like hanging out.
Yeah.
And then the news, it was on TV and I was like, that's not real.
No, I saw it on Twitter. I'm like, because Twitter likes to kill celebrities off
all the time.
So I'm like, okay, this is a hoax.
I was in Florida and I was on vacation and my sports reporter, I was sports anchor at the time in West Virginia. My sports reporter texted me and he was just like, Kobe died. And I was like, what? And then when I read on that, like, his daughter was with him, I just, like,
it was
cried my eyes out.
Yeah.
Oh, the saddest day.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all right.
We just wanted to bring y'all down before the break.
Texter Sofra looks like the bald guy from Toy Story. Riggs sounds like Brad Pitt from Inglourious Basterds saying Buongiorno.
Oh, please
that's,
stop.
Yes. That,
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. That's great. Great movie.
That was a great grab.
Great movie.
That was a great grab.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. On the other end, we have a weird Wednesday coming up, so stay tuned for that. Have a couple topics. There's a video that I need Anna to see and tell me or not if she thinks it's legit. All right. BJ Heating and Cooling. That's right. It's warm outside, but it's going to get cold outside here in the next couple days. Let this rain supposedly coming through. Haven't seen it yet, but it's supposed to be here. But if you're hot right now and your AC isn't working, don't wait. Go ahead and get BJ Heating and Cooling out there today so it doesn't get worse down the road. They have those Bryant mini splits. They have their factory authorized Bryant dealer. I have one of their outdoor AC units. It's a Bryant. It works great. It runs fantastic. It's been there for about 5 years and hasn't skipped a beat. And if it does skip a beat, I know who to call. I'll call BJ Heating and Cooling. They give that free estimate. Also free second opinions. 0% financing after 3 years with approved credit. BJ Heating and Cooling, they're locally and family owned, celebrating 40 years of servicing Kentuckiana. Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling, BJHeatCool.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.